98.4 Capital FM. We have a guest.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It is Tuesday.
So
we are jamming on the jam.
Jamming on... Am I repeating everything?
It's the excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Jamming on the jam.
Yeah.
With...
This is the time you speak.
Oh, hi, hi. I was like, what is it? Hi, guys.
Hi, too.
Hi to you.
Hi, also.
Wow.
Kumbe, I'm not alone.
What a day.
Kumbe, I am not alone.
I am like, sister, when you come to Capital FM for the very first time, I am flabbergasted. I don't know how to behave or carry myself.
Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Kambua, karibu sana.
Asante.
It is such a pleasure to see you in person. I just see you on TV.
On Mutadao.
On Mutadao.
Yeah.
Praising and singing.
Yes.
And then now you are here.
I'm here.
I must say the TV does not do justice.
Oh dear.
It makes you look like you are 6 foot tall.
June, you know you're not one to talk.
I am not. I'm calling kettles black, just pots dark blue.
That's all your piece.
Ingekuwa jambo la kustahili, sijui ningekuwa wapi. Ingekuwa sababu ya matendo, sijui ningetupwa wapi. Ingekuwa kulingana na jina, sijui ningeitwa nani. Ningeitwa marehemu. Ningeitwa mimi tasa. Ningeitwa CFA. Asante Yesu kwa neema yako, wokovu nimepata bure. Asante Yesu kwa neema yako, kufa ningekufa. Asante Yesu kwa neema yako, kutupwa ningetupwa. Jalalani ungenipata nikila uchafu, msituni ungenikuta nikila majani. Jalalani ungenipata nikiwa mchafu, msituni wangenitupa niishi na nyama. Mnyonge mimi wangenidharau tu, dhaifu mimi wangenikanyaga tu. Sina nguvu mimi wangenimaliza tu. Ningetupwa kwenye tanuru la moto niangamie. Ningetupwa kwenye shimo la simba nifie huko. Ningetupwa kwenye tanuru la moto niangamie. Ningetupwa kwenye shimo la simba nifie huko. Jalalani ungenipata nikila uchafu, msituni ungenikuta nikila majani. Asante Yesu kwa neema yako, wokovu nimepata bure. Asante Yesu kwa neema yako, kufa ningekufa. Asante Yesu kwa neema yako, kutupwa ningetupwa. Jalalani ungenipata nikila uchafu, msituni wangenitupa.
Neema by Kambua here on the Jam. 8 minutes past 4 p.m. It's May 30th, jamming on the Jam with Kambua. And how does it feel to hear yourself?
Do you ever get used to
it? I never
that,
get
actually?
Used to it. It's yeah. even very, I don't know, very strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. It throws me off usually when you like, or when I walk maybe into a store
yeah.
and then they recognize and start playing my music. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. This is my cue to run out.
And then they look at you yeah, in a certain reaction. Kind of way like, has she noticed?
Like, I have noticed now, I'm about to take off.
Speaking of throwing you off the Nini, the radar completely, who are you?
Wow. My name is Kambua.
Yeah.
I am a gospel artist. I am a wife, a mother. I've been a TV host. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have I answered your question?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
There's a who she is and what she does yeah. somewhere in
yeah.
there.
I've mixed them all.
Yeah. But yeah, you've been answered.
There's a good answer there. What was the name of the TV show again?
I hosted a show called Rauka on Rauka. Citizen TV.
Yeah.
For a good chunk of my adult life.
Mm-hmm. You used to wake up to it sometimes.
Yes, yes.
How is it now post that show? Mm. Do you find like you can sleep in longer?
Oh my gosh. The first Sunday post, yeah. I was in such disbelief that my alarm wasn't going off at 4 a.m., but I was awake because... Yeah. It's what I had done for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then just doing like normal things people do on Sundays, go to church,
yeah.
take a nap in the afternoon. I'm like, wow,
these things can be done.
I like it. Yeah, so it's been different, but a good different.
Yeah. So your musical journey, where did it start?
So I like to say that I grew up in a musical family, even though my family is not, they're not like singers or anyone you'd recognize. Mm. The gift of music was given to me by my parents. Mm. My dad played the guitar and he sang a lot. My mom sang, still sings quite a bit. So we grew up singing. It was part of the family tradition. Mm-hmm. We listened to a lot of music. We would, during our devotions, sing a lot of hymns in Kikamba and Kiswahili. Oh. So I was surrounded by music. And then being in the church presented the opportunity for me to actually start intentionally singing.
So like you, I grew up around music.
Yeah, but
however, our family holding notes. Yeah. We grew up bludgeoning
I think
lyrics.
Because you are not singing Kikamba chorus.
We tried.
This is really that could
I remember my dad played the guitar to a Kamba song.
Yeah.
And we sang our own things.
Yeah.
We were allowed to ruin the lyrics and stuff and come up with our own creative
ad-lib,
stuff.
Ad-lib
fully.
Yeah.
I just want to know your first performance when you knew I can hold a note, how did that feel? Was it at home?
Yeah.
Was it in front of the grandparents? Was it in church?
Oh my gosh. I honestly don't know if I can remember my first performance. I can probably remember my first audition, you know, for like something very serious.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
I knew I could do it because I had been singing a lot. I'm a bathroom singer. Mm-hmm. So I knew I could sing a lot. I could sing because people had a family, people around me. Mm. But here was an opportunity for me to actually audition for something serious and musical.
Yes.
And I was just paralyzed by fear.
Yeah.
And I remember the guy who was auditioning, he was also very intimidating.
Yeah.
And he goes like, well, you can just face the wall if you're not able to look
Ooh.
At me.
Whoa.
And I turned around and looked at the wall.
You're like, thanks.
And I sang. And then I made it through those auditions, surprisingly. So when they called me to go back, I was like, no, I'm okay. I don't think I can go through this again.
Is there another wall I can look at?
Yeah, how many walls? And that was the thing for me. It was always the fear that held me back. I am extremely introverted and I'm also very shy naturally, so it felt almost like there was a conflict between the gift and the personality.
I think that happens a lot. I think one of the interesting things with you, every time I listen to you singing and I listen to you talking, I'm like, is this the same person? what just happened?
Yeah,
it's like you have your version of Kambua Fierce
yeah
who comes out.
Oh, goodness.
When you're recording
yeah
did you notice that early, or did you like, how does that happen?
happen?
Yeah, I think I noticed it with my first, the first song that, first serious song that I did was Nishikilie.
Yes.
So my producer at the time, Jonah Uzele, who actually wrote that song,
yes.
I remember doing it. So we recorded the song in one take.
Yes.
Because I didn't know. I had been a backup vocalist for artists, especially in River Road.
Uh-huh.
So when you in River Road, you don't do cut. Let's sing that verse
stack
again.
It,
no. When you're told go, you go from beginning to the end, and you record a full album in a day. So that's what I knew to do. So we got in, and I did Nishikili, and I remember him going okay, it's done. We're not changing anything. But then I listened to it, and I was like. It was so surreal listening to myself recorded, and I thought, okay, it's scary, but I like it.
Yes. I think it's a great thing.
It'll
keep you surprised all the time.
Yeah.
So you're next to a gentleman here who's looking very elegantly dressed.
Yes, his name is Eloji.
Eloji, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much.
So let's hear what you and your fingers can do.
Okay.
Wewe ni nguzo yangu Wewe kimbilio langu Mwanga wangu Baba yangu Nikikimbia nimkimbilie nani Nikilia nimlilie nani Nikianguka nani aniamshaye Nikilala nani anilindaye Nishikilie niongoze mbali na waovu babaye Nionyeshe njia zako nami nitazifuata milele Gongo lako na fimbo yako vyanifariji Babae, wandameza mbele yangu, machoni pa watesi wangu. Nishikilie, niongoze, mbali na waovu. Babae, nionyeshe, njia zako. Nami nitazifuata milele Nishikilie, niongoze Mbali na waovu babae Nionyeshe, njia zako Nami nitazifuata milele Nishikilie, niongoze, mbali na waovu, babae. Nionyeshe, njia zako, nami nitazifuata, milele. Nami nitazifuata.
Wow!
Yo.
Wow! Oh my goodness!
Let me tell you,
that was beautiful.
Yeah, that family did well.
I'll tell them.
So the first Kamba chorus, you're going to remember the one you first sang, and then you tell us.
Mm-hmm,
think about it.
Yeah.
Think about. I want to hear that one.
Okay.
The first, because even maybe the lyrics are different now. You know, kids hear whatever they want to hear as long as they hit the note.
Yes.
98.4 Capital FM.
FM.
Mungu wa furaha yangu, wajua kunifurahisha. Hey, we ni Mungu wa kicheko changu, wajua kunichekesha. Kweli Mungu wa amani yangu, wajua kunipa amani. Mungu wa imani yangu, we walinda wokovu wangu. Kwa yale yote umetenda, niruhusu nitoe shukurani. Niruhusu nitoe shukurani. Niruhusu nitoe shukurani. Niruhusu nitoe shukurani. Kicheko. Ni wewe unao uwezo wa kufuta machozi yaliyofichwa chini ya kicheko changu. Ni wewe unao uwezo wa kuona vidonda vya ndani, vidonda vya roho.
Kamboa here on the jam. I'm telling you, here it's all about blessing.
Hey.
I'm seeing people going, hi. Kamboa's music is such deep and inspiring. And deep is three. Deep, inspiring. Japrof 77 says that. Mm-hmm. And of course, Ruthia said we are being blessed by Kamboa's music today. Joseph Moraya says, Salimia Kamboa, enjoy the interview, and I'm enjoying it. And yeah, that's basically what's happening.
Yeah, and Miss Tribe Kenyan of Wakanda, Kijo Caro, says, Ebu, I tune in quickly. Hurry up, man, hurry up. They're about to miss all the goodies. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you're just tuning in, this is The Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Every Tuesday, we bring in a friend artist who comes in and just sort of tells us a little bit about their journey, musically, their process. And of course, we get to hear them sing live in studio. So we call that Jamming on the Jam. Today, Kamboa is here with us. And just before we went on break, I was challenging her to think of one of the songs, the Kamba choruses that they used to sing. Have you managed to think of one?
I have.
Let's do it. Let's do it. What's it called?
Elegy. It's called Akambitha.
Akambitha. Akambitha. Yeah. Which means?
He will hide me.
He will hide me.
Yes.
Hey, Akambitha. I see. Let's go.
Akambida, yeso akambida, palava toka meisio. Akambida, yeso akambida, palave kuoko kwangai. Akambida, yeso akambida, palava toka meisio. Akambida, yeso akambida, palave kuoko kwangai.
Hey, we have been hidden. We have been hidden. So that's one of the ones you remember from like back in the day, yeah, when you were now learning. So your family would sing.
Yeah.
So did guys have harmonies and who had which voice?
Yes, who would sing and harmonize. We still do when we get together. Yeah. It's beautiful. Also reminds me a lot of my grandparents who've rested.
Yes.
It's songs that they loved. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
That's the heritage they left.
Yeah, it always feels like home.
It does. Yeah.
All right. So we wanted to ask a couple more questions. Like your songwriting process, you already sort of started to describe it because of having been a background vocalist or singing BVs in River Road for a lot of artists there. So your process, I would imagine, is very different from maybe, I would argue, most Nairobi recording artists now. Would you say that is accurate?
Different, maybe not so different. Yeah. I don't know.
So your process is what typically?
My writing process.
Yes.
It's very, it's very different song by song.
Uh-huh.
So I have songs that I have literally, without over spiritualizing anything, but have literally dropped in my spirit. Mm-hmm. I cannot take credit for them. Mm-hmm. So I'd be sitting and lyrics start to come to me and I will write them down and write them down and it's a complete song. And I believe those are songs that God just gives to me directly. Mm-hmm. I have songs that I have written based on experiences that I have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
I decide, okay, I'm going through this or I've gone through this and I want to communicate because music is how I communicate best.
Yes.
So I will write and call the producer. What do you think? Many times the end product sounds very different from how we started. Mm-hmm. My phone is full of melodies, some that don't make sense. At times I listen back and I'm like, what was that? Delete. Especially if it comes at night, because it will even come when I'm sleeping. So I wake up and I'll hum and it sounds so good. In the morning I'm like, what is that?
It was shrouded in sleep and mystery.
And I'm like, it sounded so good in my head.
Story of my life.
Is that too consistent?
Forever.
There's no time he wakes up and it's good at night. But he's great at improvising. So we'll do a little thing with him and Elodie.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what is dropped in your spirit, Martin Kariaka.
I'd love to hear.
You know who else shared her process is a little bit similar to you is Jemima Thiong'o. Because she's such a humorous human being. She says, "Mi hata niliamuka tu na ilikuwa. Nyimbo ilikuwa tu full complete nikaingia kwa studio ya RK nikarecord."
I believe
right.
It. Yeah, it does happen.
Piece of paper, no. She's just like, let's go.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
That's a beautiful thing. Do you write lyrics first or do you hear melodies or is it a combination of the two?
It can be either or.
Mm.
So, for instance, one of my songs called Usiku na Mchana, I heard the producer gave me the track. I went to studio and St. P was like, niko na beat kali sana. So he played the beat and I was like, oh, okay, that's good. And I came up with a melody and then started to write lyrics to it.
Okay.
And then there's other songs like Umetenda Memo, which I'll share with you, which I came up with a melody and wrote the lyrics and then took it to studio and the producer then created
the track after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's organic.
Mm-hmm.
So this one you're going to play for us is which one, teacher?
Is Umetenda Mema.
Okay.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
This one.
Yes.
Nakushukuru we. Nakutukuza we. umenitendea mambo ya ajabu. Mimi nisemeche ili nikushukuru, nasema ewe Mungu, oh, umenitendea. Umetenda mema, umetenda mema, umetenda mema, ndio maana naimba. Umetenda mema, umetenda mema, umetenda mema, ndio maana naimba. Wimbo wa moyo wangu na nafsi yangu yote, yasema ewe Mungu, umenitendea. Maisha yangu yote nakutolea wewe, kwa maana ewe Baba, oh, umenitendea. Umetenda mema, umetenda mema, umetenda mema, ndio maana naimba. Umetenda mema, umetenda mema, umetenda mema, ndio maana naimba. Newekitenesa, 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 nechongo kwinea. Newekitenesa, newekitenesa, Yesu, newekitenesa, nechongo kwinea.
Oh, oh,
that was brilliant.
Gosh, thank
you. The track is called what again?
It's called Umetenda Mema.
Umetenda Mema.
It's new.
No, it's not new.
No, this one is not new.
It's not new.
Nope. It is not.
Nope, nope, nope.
Yeah.
But it's also not that old.
It's not old, old.
It's like how, this is how many years now? This is,
gosh,
more than five.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for
more
sure,
than,
for sure, more than five.
Pre-COVID, let's just say pre-COVID. There we go. So your language choice seems to be predominantly Kiswahili.
Yeah,
is that because of growing up singing choruses, or is that just a language preference, or that's how the songs arrive?
It's different reasons. My dad is from Kwale, from the coast.
Uh-huh.
He spoke a lot of Kiswahili.
Yes,
my spoken Kiswahili is not good, but I love the language.
Yes,
and there's something about Swahili that's so beautiful that sometimes I feel like I can't quite express in English.
Yes,
yeah, and also just. You know, I like when people are able to listen to music from across the world and cannot understand the language but are able to connect with it.
With the feeling, with the message.
Something special about that, yes, with the message. Yeah, yeah.
They truly say that music is universal.
It is.
Because surely we've listened to so many songs from cross borders.
Yeah.
And we have no idea what we're being told to do, but the music
we connect
fits.
With it. Yeah.
We connect.
Yeah.
Speaking of other musicians and music across the borders, who have you worked with that is most interesting and you'd like to work with again?
Oh, okay. So on my most recent project, which I will share in a while, the song was written by, his name is Paul Clement. He's a gospel artist from Tanzania.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I have so much admiration for his work, his ministry, and just his way of writing. So I would love to collaborate with him. I think also, if I look back over the years, the people that I have worked and collaborated with, I really enjoyed collaborating with Daddy Owen.
Nice.
So maybe now, it's been over like a decade since we worked on something together. I'd be open to doing something with him. Yeah.
And someone you've never worked with and you really hope you can, you know, they're listening.
Gosh, I hope they're listening.
It's the thing we say very prophetically, and we're like, even Beyonce right now.
Yeah, she's listening.
Yeah.
So she's actually from Nigeria. Her name is Chidima.
Uh-huh.
I would love to do a song with her.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
That would actually work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 98.4 Capital FM.
Toka mwanzo nilijua Mungu atafanya, sababu najua hashindwi, ila nilidhani Mungu atafanya sawa sawa na mawazo yangu, kumbe ninavyowaza ni tofauti na Mungu anavyo niwazia. Leo amenishangaza Bwana, amefanya zaidi ya nilivyowaza. Baraka kanipa zaidi ya nilivyoomba, amenipa kicheko watoto, kanipa zaidi ya nilivyoomba, amenipa kicheko afya, kanipa zaidi ya nilivyoomba, amenipa kicheko, ametenda zaidi ya akili yangu, Bwana amenipa kicheko, ametenda zaidi ya mawazo yangu, Bwana amenipa kicheko. Anasema anajua ninayohitaji hata kabla sijaomba, kuna vitu ninadhani sihitaji, ila yeye anajua ninahitaji. Nikimwomba mkate ananipa na maji, anajua nitapata kiu tu nisiyoyajua, yeye anayajua. Hata kama ni mambo madogo tu, mahitaji yangu leo, mahitaji yangu kesho. Leo amenishangaza Bwana, amefanya zaidi ya nilivyowaza. Baraka kanipa zaidi ya nilivyoomba, amenipa kicheko watoto, kanipa zaidi ya nilivyoomba, amenipa kicheko afya, kanipa zaidi ya nilivyoomba, amenipa kicheko, ametenda zaidi ya akili yangu, Bwana amenipa kicheko, ametenda zaidi ya mawazo yangu, Bwana amenipa kicheko, ametenda zaidi ya akili yangu. Bwana amenipa kicheko, ametenda zaidi ya mawazo yangu. Bwana amenipa kicheko.
Anyway, Lord, that's
beautiful.
Oh my word,
Martin! I want to give you a chance. I feel like the opportunity is here, and you should now get a pass.
What do you mean?
It's right. We want to hear this collaboration.
Do you know Baba Black Sheep?
So guys, this amazing guitarist here. I want you to say hello to our listeners, please.
Yes.
Tell us your name.
Yes, hello. Hi. My name is Elo G.
Elo G.
Yes.
And
I'm a guitarist. Yes. I play guitar, yeah.
Yes. For how long now?
For 17 years now.
That is what 17. I was telling Martin. You cannot just wake up today and have this gift. What must he do?
So good.
You are very good.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We have had many guitarists here, but Martin doesn't respond like this all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I feel like you just play anything. And it's fine.
And you'll find a way to collaboration. You don't want, you know, when opportunities come, you see, Kambua even wakes up at night to record things. Now, here you are. In
did
the
you
daytime.
Hear what she said about the stuff she
some,
wakes up at night?
Some she
didn't
say all. She said some.
Some of that.
Yeah. Kambua, please encourage this brother of mine to
Martin,
do something.
You can do it. You can do it.
That's
you
what they said
it.
In school. And then it's kicked out. But anyway, let's do this.
Yeah.
So, June and Kambua, we've not had them, you know, do something.
You're trying to twist this thing around.
Stop trying.
Today's your day.
Just start playing a melody of sorts at a departa. At a departa.
Panga.
Panga de pata.
De panga de panga.
Uta panga wenye wei.
Tunapanga vile
tapanga. Kusha alafu panga.
Play something slow.
That works.
Yeah.
Slow and low.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, collaboration. Elo G na Martin Karaoke.
Come on, anijua bwana. Ameanza muziki mtamu sana hapo. Wakati yangu ni sasa. Ninasema tuangaliane. Tukija kwenye kipindi cha jam. Usipake blue band paka mafuta. Ashanti kiu iko kwako. Nywele yako iwe tamu. Na watu wako wakusikie. Na vile nasema ni kwamba wimbo huu wihi.
Wimbo
huu wihi. Wimbo huu hi. Tamu sana eloji eh. Umecheza vizuri bradangu eh. Do you know how to sing eloji?
No.
You cannot join me for us.
This is not going to end up on Spotify, but
Wimbo hi. Haupo Spotify hi. Lakini utapata ingine hi. 100 million more.
Well done.
Hey,
Martin.
Hey, impromptu. That's how we do.
I love it.
Yes.
So much pressure.
I got a potential. Utamuombe.
Potential ni nyingi sana. It just needs to be serious.
Serious?
Yeah.
That was a very serious song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was about life.
Sure. Right.
And what you can find
Blue
on Spotify.
Band.
Yes. Right.
And Blue Band is important if there's no jam. Guys, we are trying to create golf courses for schools. Can you focus?
That was like the Motukanio of music.
And that's
Tumbukiza everything.
Just tells you where I'm from. Moranga.
Hiyo supu ni mingi sana.
Tunamwaga kila kitu ndani. But
kila kitu ndani.
So Kambua, what are you up to? Are you on any projects that are coming up? Can we watch you
or
soon?
Performances?
I really before not before the year 2023. Early 2024, I'm aiming to do my first live recording.
Yes.
So I'm channeling a lot of my energy there right now. Yeah, look out for more music. My current projects, to be very honest, one is 10 months old and the other one is almost 4 years old.
Those are full-time projects.
Full-time projects. The one who's almost four is probably asking, where are you? What time are you coming? I'm like, I'm on radio. Can I see?
We'll send him videos.
Yeah.
We'll send him
videos. Yeah. So they're keeping me busy, but it's a great season.
That's so wonderful. To a young Kambua listening right
yeah.
now,
mm.
what do they need to do to, you know, make it in this industry that is art, that is, you know, sometimes, not even sometimes, most of the times not taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do to, you know, get to where you are and maybe past you?
One, to really believe in themselves and the gifts that God has put in them. To be consistent. To know who they are. Because there'll be all sorts of voices and people telling you that you cannot. But once you know that this is something that God has given me, that you're able to run with it in spite of what comes your way.
Yeah.
And I mean, the playing field is so big. I especially would love to see more female artists come up, gospel artists come up. So ask for help when you don't know. You don't have to make the same mistakes I've made and other people have made before you.
True.
Ask for help, you know.
Yeah.
And keep going. I'd love to see, as you've said, greater people. Yeah. I think that's what it should be. This whatchamacallit, a relay. It's like a relay.
Yeah. Mm.
So in another decade or two, I'll have to pass that baton on. Yeah. But I'm here for a while.
Yeah. Mm. Wendy Mahali.
Yes, Wendy Mahali. So, but when the time comes to pass it on, it'd be good to see other people keep going. Yeah.
That's a great message. And if you're listening and you are feeling a bit discouraged or needing to hear something to help you take the next step, I hope that does it for you.
Yeah.
I have a question about ministry and making money.
Yes.
Okay, in this industry. Because especially for gospel musicians, the first thing we understand is A, you're called, number one, because I don't think just anyone can get up and minister.
Mm-hmm.
It might go very wrong.
Yeah.
And so then there's obviously that this is your career.
Yeah.
So how does one balance when to say no, when to say this one actually it needs to feed me, my kids, my family? Like how do you balance that discussion?
Okay, that's a really good question. First of all, it's so important to know that it's God who gives us the ability to make wealth.
Yes.
And the gifts and talents he's given us are not only to bless the people, but also to be a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the gift that I have is I'm using it to minister to you, but it's also putting food on my table.
Yeah.
Now, it really boils down to your conviction when it comes to things like that, where I know that there are things I have had to say no to, probably because it would make me money, but it maybe goes against my values.
Mm-hmm.
So also knowing your values is very important. And then there's things that I have said yes to, which another gospel artist might not say yes to.
True.
So it's a very personal conviction saying, is this right for me? Is this gonna take me forward? And then you make your decision. Have people around you who you can bounce off as well. Get wise counsel from people around you, not from everybody. You don't want to also try and get everybody's opinion, because then you'll never move forward.
True.
But having that personal conviction about what I want to do, where I want to go, then we'll be able to determine I'll take this deal or I'll not take that deal.
So what I'm hearing from you is ask for help from the right people, always.
From the right people.
Yeah.
And the right people are not many.
Yeah, true.
It's usually a handful of people that have been entrusted. And you know, when I was younger, I always thought those people are like far out, you know. But I realized that the people God has put in my life are very, very close to me. You know, it's my mom, you know, has been a very strong voice in my life. My husband is a voice in my life. My best friend is a voice in my life. My pastor is a voice in my life. So these are people I'm accountable to.
Mm.
They know me, so I know that their intentions are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Mato,
umesikia? Ask for help.
From the right
people.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Kambua, this has been amazing.
Thank you.
Eloji, thank you so much
for having us.
For just blessing us. Today has been such a I feel like we are closing the month off on a really good note. So from all of us here on The Jam at Capital FM, all our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in, for all of you who did. And just for the people who wrote messages saying how much they've enjoyed the music. Some of these guys are, they are faithful listeners. And we never even knew they would listen to this kind of music. Well done.
Thank you.
And also one Jackson J here says hi.
He's my friend. He was my colleague from Royal Media.
Good stuff. And thank you so much for coming and blessing us. You guys are so awesome. I'll be hiring you very soon. I have an event coming up for sure.
Hire him.
Yeah. Hey. Are you hireable? We can find you?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much.
Karibuni sana. 98.4 Capital FM.